Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 13, 2024. This is Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. And this is the event where we do the full four-step embodied awakening invocation cycle. And we top it off by blending into a sweet group field at the end. At least those who are conscious and capable enough will do that. I mean, a part of you is going to be doing it, but your human self may or may not have awareness of that, depending on what level of awareness you're at. The good news is, even if you can't feel it, the more you do stuff like this, the quicker you're going to start being aware of it. It's all developmental, incremental, endlessly more wonderful. So as always, I make requests when you're on an interactive event like this. I do request that you please give us your full attention. Even if you're on the recording, you are influencing everyone else with the quality of your attention. So just do the best you can. I don't expect perfection, but you know, don't be doing a bunch of texting or anything else while you're doing this, if possible. Just please be as present as possible. And also, if you need to leave early, that is not a problem. Just ask the allies to ease you out. This event usually doesn't go much over an hour, so not a massive time investment. And I'm going to yawn again, which, as always, is just moving energy and not fatigue. I want to acknowledge everyone who's here right now on the live call. Thank you for showing up. Real and in real time, Anjali and Autumn and Bevy, Brian, Cass, Jim, Eric, Heather, Janet, Judy, Lisa, Marla, Mary, Monica, Nicole, Pete, Renate, Trisha, and a Zoom user. So welcome to all you guys and equally warm welcome to everyone who is joining us via the recording. Typically, lots more people join us via the archive recording afterward than go on the live call. So you're all equally participatory. Magically, we all blend our fields beyond time and space. I'm going to yawn again. So as always, I'm going to start by setting up our container. As I do this, I will ask you to just relax, be passive, and just feel whatever you feel energetically. If you don't have any awareness of energy moving, then I'll ask you to simply relax and feel your breath come and go wherever it wants to, and just be passive either way. Another yawn, and I'll get started. Here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham. In thee, chi. Wow, the energy's strong already. I am that I am. Prepare myself to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher, service to other consciousness. Thank you. For all of us, we call the following high vibration benevolent allies. My partner Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint. Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining Ascended Masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. It's a lot of angels. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: guardian angel, again, that's guardian angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There we go. All right. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them in now. You can also do this if you're on the recording. Just a moment longer for additional allies. There we go. Thank you very much. Feels wonderful. Okay. So again, we're going to do the four-step embodied awakening cycle, followed by group blending. So let's get it rolling. For starters, feel your body and your energy body all at once, and just notice your starting feeling. Okay, so the first invocation, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum divine consciousness and high vibration energy that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and just relax. That was a slight variation on the usual wording, but it's going to have a similar effect. Relax, be passive, and let the energy start coming into you. It's kind of a warm-up invocation. With all these invocations, unless I guide you otherwise, it's good to be super passive. I recommend not using any effort or willpower or trying to make anything happen or stopping anything from happening. I recommend no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just chill out, be passive. Let the divine energies and consciousness and beings come to you. The more passive you are, the better this all works. Seems like there's some heavy energy being kind of gotten out of the way, so this nice energy can come in. So I notice my body's vibrating pretty strongly right now. So if your body wants to do anything like shake or anything else it spontaneously wants to do, let that happen if possible. And again, none of tonight's stuff is designed to heal specifically or stir up heavy energy, but I'm feeling that the incoming energy is needing to kind of clear a little bit of stuff out of the way for some of you. So if you're feeling that, just let that be part of it, as sort of a little bonus healing segment within the calling in of nice high vibration energy. I'm wondering if some of this is someone resisting what they're feeling or using ego effort to try to deal with it. Let me say again, I recommend absolute passivity right now. And if you're feeling something challenging, just feel it completely with no resistance, no trying to make it any different. Just being fully present with that sensation. Things are calming down already. Thank you for doing that, whoever you are. I can never tell who it is or if they're live or on the recording, but I can feel it when the energy field's a bit affected by something like that. It's getting much smoother. Thank you. If there is heavy energy, just feel it and let the higher self or the allies take care of it for you. They're very good at this, and they can do it a lot faster, efficient, and quicker and easier than your human part ever could. So leave it to them. Now, good. Now I'm starting to feel the that energy we called in coming in more easily. If this is why I made such a big deal at the start, please give us your full undivided attention. If you're not fully here, it's going to run interference with not only you, but everybody else too. So that's why I make such a big deal about that. It feels to me like we get pretty good coherence in the field, and feels like y'all are doing a good job of just being here doing this. Nice. Yeah, most of you, I believe, are now feeling that nice, sweet energy in the field. Just take a moment to experience whatever energy you're feeling in or around you. If you're more awake and more sensitive, you can perceive more of the nuances of it. If you're not super sensitive, it just might sense, oh, I feel calm or relaxed or a little more peaceful, a little more mellow. And that is a genuine experience of the divine energy too. It's just not a real precise awareness yet. But any awareness at all, we'll take it. And it can always get more sensitive over time. All right, that's feeling nice. Okay, next we are going to merge with your higher self at its level. When you do the full cycle, you get to do that out-of-body blending with the higher self, which is pretty sweet, really. So let's do it. Again, this will only happen to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. You're not going to have an experience stronger than you're able to handle. So you can open fully to all of our stuff we do here at Awakening Plus. And know that you're safe. So let's go ahead and invoke this. So repeat after me, if you would, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum oneness, with my higher self at its level that serves highest good, please. Thank you. Let the words go. A good way to allow this to happen is to notice any peacefulness you feel in your energy body and just feel it. Put your attention on that lovely feeling of peacefulness to whatever degree it's already there. And magically just feeling that, not trying to change it or make it stronger or make anything happen at all, just feeling the peacefulness. The peacefulness tends to get stronger automatically. And as it increases, you're automatically transitioning into awareness of your higher self at its level as a being of pure energy. But all you have to focus on is feeling peacefulness. And that will be your ticket there, since you did that invocation. Just relax again, maximum passivity. Just feeling that nice, peaceful feeling to whatever degree it's there. And also using the minimum amount of effort needed to completely feel that peacefulness. Again, I'm perceiving a little more effort in the field than really needs to be there. So I'm going to invite, if you're not certain you're already at the minimum effort needed, then I invite you to start decreasing the amount of effort you're using to feel the peacefulness until you go so low on your effort, you start to lose awareness of the peacefulness. Now, if you happen to go to zero and you're still fully aware of the peacefulness, that's awesome. Stay at zero. But for most people in this context, dropping the effort level, at some point you'll start to, oh, I'm losing peacefulness awareness. I'm a little shy on effort, and I want you to get there deliberately. Once you hit that little loss of awareness, I want you to gradually increase your effort. You'll notice your awareness of the peacefulness increasing. And for the purpose of this fine-tuning, I want you to go a little too far. I want you to keep increasing effort until you notice, wow, I'm increasing effort and I'm not gaining any awareness of the peacefulness. Overdoing it just a little bit. Again, that's on purpose at this point. So when you overshoot a little, then you drop back down, start decreasing. And you kind of go back and forth with the goal of finding that sweet spot of barely enough effort to feel the peacefulness all the way. Again, you want to have a complete feeling of it, and you want to be expending the least amount of effort that gets you there. This will make it easier for all the invocations to work. And when you find it, it's kind of like it'll pull you in like a magnet. Bang, there's the sweet spot. So when you're in the sweet spot, just relax and just let that effort level just be there easily and spontaneously. Yeah, a lot of you are hitting the sweet spot now based on what I'm feeling. Good job. Oh, yeah. Some nice energies. Yeah. We got some folks blending in with their higher selves at its level now. Good job, folks. If you're already there with the higher self, just relax and enjoy. Nothing you have to do except have a good time. When you're merged with the higher self at its level, it's the same qualities as when you bring it to you. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. So if you're having that experience, then relax and enjoy. Additionally, there may be awareness of yourself as a being of energy with no boundaries. You're feeling as I'm not a physical body. I'm an energy being and I cannot find where I end. I mean, you're just expand infinitely into the universe is a common experience of this. But mostly just notice I'm a ball of light. I feel peaceful. All is well. And just hang out there for a little bit here. This is a more authentic you than your human part. The human part will come and go in a few decades. This part, the higher self, it will last billions of years, probably for as long as the universe. So a much more enduring part of you. The body dies, but the consciousness of this part of you is, for all practical purposes, eternal. One of the great things about becoming conscious as this part is the fear of death goes away because you realize death is, I mean, it's just a transition. It's like, okay, I'm dropping yet another of those physical bodies and coming back into full awareness as the energy being that I really am at the core. And then you go on to whatever is next. So once you lose the fear of death through awareness of what you really are, that's a big game changer. And you get to enjoy your life more. Some people say you can't fully live until you've fully embraced your death. Or more accurately, until you've fully embraced the illusion of death and seen it for what it is. That is definitely helpful. Ooh, it's getting really sweet up here at the higher self level. Let's stay here just a moment longer. And notice if all the four checklist items are there as you're merged with the higher self. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. And again, feeling yourself as a big old ball of light. Even if you're not having the full experience I'm describing, just let it be as much of that as you can get to right now. Just a moment longer here. All righty. That was fun hanging out with your higher self. Now let's invite it into our body. So we'll do the standard embodied awakening invocation shortcut for this, all 8 words of it. So please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. The words go and you just relax. And for most folks, zero effort is really good here. So if you can go to no effort at all and have awareness of the physical body and awareness of the divine light coming into it more strongly, then zero is plenty. Otherwise, use the least effort needed to feel what is happening there. If you can't feel the energy coming into your body, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Most people feel it coming in the top of the head. It's kind of like you're a sponge and your higher self is water soaking in. And your absolute passivity is the key to success here. Relax and let it come to you. No effort of any kind other than awareness of the feeling of it coming in. And I'm having a lot of shaking in my own body. So it feels like as some people's higher self comes in, it's having to clear a little bit of heavy energy out of the way. That's fine. Again, a little bonus healing for you if that's happening. Just feel that too. Big thanks to all the people on this call, live or on the recording, who are, just by doing this with me and doing it well, are assisting. Not just me, but everyone else. I feel you, and I am grateful to you. It's one of the things that makes Awakening Plus more and more magical over time, as we get more and more members who are deepening their awakenings. And when they grace us with their presence, live or on the recording, it helps everyone do everything more easily and sweetens the vibration. We're very lucky to have you folks around. Ooh, that feels nice right there. So a lot of us are now in embodied awakening based on what I'm feeling. Once again, the same criteria we used in the last step would apply here. Is all the following true in this very moment? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. You can check all four boxes. You are in embodied awakening. There are always deeper awakenings available later, but enjoy the one you're in right now. Oh, yeah, that's feeling amazing. Let's relax and let that wonderful euphoric energy saturate you. Feels like pretty stable. I'll leave it just a moment longer in case anyone needs just a moment longer to deepen that. If you're already there, just enjoy. Yeah, that feels good. Okay, so that's step three, embodied awakening in the physical form. Now, you need to make a decision here. Decide, would you rather have your daily experience be more like this? Assuming, again, as is always true with embodied awakening, here's the qualities of it. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace throughout the day. Instead of having to figure things out so much, your intuition works better and there's less thinking required. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. And there's this full body euphoria. So that's a very basic description of embodied awakening. So decide, again, remembering that you can do everything better and more fun. Would you rather be your daily normal would be more like this? Or more like the way it usually is. And just take a moment to make that decision. Most people, it's not very hard. They like this. So if you prefer the other way, then don't do the next invocation. But if you like this better and want it to be your new baseline until, of course, it gets even better, then repeat after me now. Higher self, divine allies. Please make this feeling or better my new normal every day with maximum physical functionality. Thank you. Let the words go. And don't be surprised if some interesting energy starts firing up in your body, shaking things up, moving things around, reprogramming your brain. So just allow whatever processes need to happen to get this in line. Some of them may feel really blissful. Some might be a little bit ouchy. Just let it be whatever it is. We got some strong energies coming through. Well done, everyone. Just relax and be without preference as to whether your experience in this moment is more challenging or more ecstatic. Some of y'all may need a little cleanup to get this upgrade in place. For others, it may just come in easily and it may just be a euphoria ride. Just let it be what it is. Ooh, nice energy coming in right here. And spontaneously, the beginning of the group blending is happening already. So you may, some of you who are more sensitive will start noticing, oh, I'm becoming part of a large, beautiful field of energy. The nature of the group blending is there's no individual there. You're aware of the field, and you're also aware that it is just a beautiful blending of lots of different consciousnesses, but the field itself is more like a puree. It's just like all blended together, this beautiful, blissful experience. But there's no individual there. There's no individual you to make a decision or try to make anything happen. You're just there in the field, and the field runs itself through its inherent divine intelligence. Now, for some people, when they move into the field, it's all they're aware of. Others can have multiple points of awareness. They're aware of their individual human self, the blissful field. Some are also aware of the higher self at its level. So it depends on how consciousness capable you are. And there's no judgment. It's just, you know, over time, people tend to get more available at multiple levels at the same time. But just love where you're at. And since this is already happening, let's go ahead and invoke it. If you wish to be part of the blended field to the greatest extent that serves highest good, then repeat after me now. Higher self and divine allies, please make me one with our group blended field. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Let the words go, and whatever happens will happen. If you're awake enough to be in the field, you'll feel it. You'll have the awareness of it. If not, then just be with whatever experience you're having and know that you're being prepared to be able to get there later. Again, while the fundamental nature of this field is quite blissful, you may be given some challenging experiences to clear heavy energy so you can move more fully into the field. So again, once again, have no preference. Let your experience in the field be what it is. All of it will benefit you in the long run for sure. Ooh, we just went higher vibration. Sweet. Yeah, feeling really good now. Just relax into whatever your experience is. Well, it looks like we may not even need an hour tonight. So it'll wrap up when it wraps up, and it'll last as long as it lasts. Which at current tracking doesn't look like it will be a full 60 minutes. At this point, we're all being held in the field really well. You're invited to relax to zero effort and just be with whatever your experience is. If you're not accustomed to the experience of being pure energy without any form, if you're not experienced about being part of a blended field, just relax into it the best you can. Again, nothing is forced here. It's always your choice whether to relax into a new experience or not. All I can do is assure you that it's safe, and if you let yourself go there, most people think it's just awesome. I don't know anyone who's allowed themselves to move into an experience like this and then said, I wish I hadn't. It's really wonderful. However, it does require releasing your prior experience of what you are and have been. If you haven't been part of a field like this, your first time can be a little bit nervous. But once you actually just get in the water, so to speak, and relax, then it's really, really nice. But you have to decide for yourself if and when you're ready for something like this. The energies of love and light do not force, they only give opportunity. Vibration of the field just went subtler. Very nice. Good job, everyone. And they're now, showing me that it isn't just us Awakening Plus folks here. There is a vast field of beautiful beings, beautiful divine energy here. And we're blending into a space that is, again, it's all just puree, so I couldn't even tell you how many beings are here, but there's a lot. Beautiful. Many of them are angelic in nature or really high vibration, whatever their level or classification. It all feels really good. The field wants to bless the planet Earth. So again, a little dab of New Earth support team here. So all on its own, the energy is expanding out, and this beautiful field is being shared with everyone on Earth, everything on Earth, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Nothing we humans have to do except just allow it to happen. If you're able, you might even feel yourself as Earth. Like you are planet Earth, you are its consciousness. So if you're ready, that is a possible experience here. It's what the Law of One channel material would describe as a fourth density experience. That's a level up from 3D Earth, where you simultaneously experience yourself as an individual being and a planetary consciousness. So it feels like some of y'all are having that experience right now. Congratulations. And now the energy is expanding to the entire universe, all beings everywhere who can benefit from this beautiful field. It's being offered and received by those who are ready. And some people, when this happens, have an expanded awareness too beyond the planet. And if you're awake enough, your experience can include awareness of the entire universe receiving this beautiful energy or some part thereof. So whatever you experience, just open to it. Even if you just feel a bit more expanded, that would be your perception of the energy being broadened out and offered widely. Relax into whatever you're experiencing, whether that's just your human body or the blended field or the earth or the universe or whatever. Just be with whatever awareness is arising right now. And I'm becoming more aware of the physical body, so we're coming back into body. So you may notice increasing awareness of your human form. And as always, after an event of expansion and higher consciousness, the allies are saturating your human part with as much of this as it can hold for highest good, without overwhelming, of course. So you may feel tingly stuff happening in your cells, your DNA, all of you. Just relax and let it all get soaked in. Whoa, it's feeling really nice here. As always, your passivity is the key. Just relax, do nothing. Just feel it all coming in and being expertly managed by your higher self and our beautiful divine allies. That feels like it might be done. Let's leave a moment longer to make sure. That feels pretty good. So take a moment and feel how you're at. Notice how your physical body feels, how your light body feels. Mine feels a lot different than when we started. See if that's true for you too. Well, as we're saying, this is the best of, put it in there. Will do. Good. And if you want, you can open your eyes and look around. We're still in the experience, but just saying, kind of engage visually with the space you're in. Move your body a little if you want. Just notice, is that same consciousness there as you engage more with the physical world? Nice. Okay. Close your eyes again if you want. I'm going to close the Mesa. After I yawn one more time. Oh. Patch him Mama Kia. We're a coach in tea. Thank you, allies. I feel so good. Thank you so much, allies. So deeply grateful to you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event live or on the recording, allies, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Right, that's about a 48-minute run, a little early. If you are on a deadline or have urgent business elsewhere, you can sign off, but you're welcome to hang out and share your experience. You can ask a question, tell us what happened. Unmuting is now available. And you can communicate by voice or you can type in the chat. Totally up to you. The floor is open. Some folks are bugging out. That's fine. But anyone who has a question or comment, you're welcome to share it if you wish.
Hello, it's Marla.
Hey, Marlon.
Hi, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Good, I'm so glad.
I found it very helpful to do the the subtle change between being at no effort or zero and then a little bit of effort in the awareness. I felt like, I don't know, I really felt the difference, and I always love being at zero. It's one of, I feel like, the greatest takeaways from all these sessions is during my day when I can remember. It's like, can I just go to zero for a moment to just, not be efforting so much? Yeah. And so I really felt the difference energetically between like the efforting when you said, now pump it up and see what it's like. So I thought that was a great experience. So
Oh,
thank you.
I'm really glad. Thank you for that feedback.
Yeah, it was overall really, really enjoyable for me tonight. I didn't experience too much heavy energy.
Good.
And so it was nice for me just to bask in the divine vibes.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for sharing all that. See, Anjali typed steady flow tonight. Thank you, allies. I agree. Anybody else with a question or comment? The energy is still really sweet. Quiet bunch tonight, that's fine. So if there's no more feedback or questions, we can wrap it up. So last call for any questions or comments. Oh, someone typed. Let me get back up so I can read it all. Right. So Laura said, "That was really cool. When we blended, as you were talking about Mother Earth, I realized that I was hearing tones at a higher frequency than ever before. After that, it's like the heavens opened up and I experienced rapture with a capital R. At least that's what some divine being told me. It was lovely." Wow, Laura, I'm so glad you had a powerful experience. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Thanks so much for sharing that. And someone hearted her description. Anyone else with a question or comment? See, Bevy says, "I'm still blissed out. Amazing, amazing. Benjamin, thank you. Much love." Wow. Glad to hear it, Bevy. Anybody else? Oh, the energy is still so strong. Thank you, allies. Every time we let them go and they hang around and keep sending the sweet vibes. All righty, last call for questions or comments. All right. Today is March 13, 2024. Tomorrow night, we've got a divinely directed call. Those are always sweet too. So if you can show up for that, love to have you. And if not, then check in the archive or do something else. We got plenty to offer always. Thanks as always for being with us in Awakening Plus. So grateful to each and every one of you, whether you're live or on the recording, just your vibes are with us either way. Many blessings, everybody, and good night.